And did you have one of those conveyances outside with one wheel in front and a pair of handles that you could pick up?
Did we ever have one on before?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah.
What did you call that?
I'm getting kind of tangled up on these things.
Maybe I'm not describing them very well.
I know what you're talking about. But I can't think of the name of it. Wheelbarrow.
Well, they've got some dandies now with pneumatic tires and aluminum boxes.
Yeah, some of them broke down here, and I had three wheels, bearings, and tires off one of them little airplanes, army planes, and little wheels about so big around.
Uh-huh.
And sold two of them. I gave $9 for three of them.
Boy.
And sold two of them for $10. The other one was down here and sold that store, and I went in here that day, just hauled it off, and went in there and got the other one and started across the street with it down there. And the old boy said, "What are you going to do with it?" I said, "I'm going to take it home with me." I had it down here in the store, and he said, "What do you take for it?" And I said, $4. He said, "Just throw it in my car." So he just gave it to me, and I said, "What are you going to do with it? Make me a wheelbarrow."
Yeah, I bet that would make a gem. What did you use for sharpening knives and things?
Oh, we had whetstones.
And did you have one of those big ones with a great big wheel?
Oh, grindstone, they call it. Oh, they'd sharpen axes and everything on those. Yes.
And let's see. Birds. You have those little birds that bang on trees?
Woodpeckers.
That's what I call some peckerwoods. Showed me out there where they've been banging away on that tree out in back of his house. You mentioned your car that you drove to Elk City in. How did you take care of maintenance on that?
How's that?
How did you get maintenance on that?
Well, they had garages here then. You could
take it in, what, every 1,000 miles or so? And
oh, well, I don't remember. We bought a 1917 model, the first one we bought. I don't remember much about how to take care of it.
I was just wondering if you had to have it greased or...
Oh, yes. Todd can tell you more. He wore it out principally.
You're the culprit, huh? Excuse me. Let's see. We mentioned lights. What did you say you used for lights before you got electricity, kerosene?
Kerosene. There, a little kerosene lamp right
there. I've been looking at that.
It's never had any put in it, though. Has the wick and everything.
You're just waiting for power failure, huh?
I've just never put any oil in it. It should be so. When we have an electrical storm, sometimes the lights go out. It'd be kind of nice to light it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. We were talking about that car inside of the tire. What did you call that thing that contained the air?
Inner tube.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, inside the crankcase they would put...
crank oil, I suppose.
Uh-huh. And sometimes if you took it in and they crawled underneath it and